If you had to explain to someone who has no idea what you were doing with the old Led Zeppelin records, how would you explain in very simple words the process of remastering? What has your work been so far?
Basically, what's happened is I've returned to the analog tape to pursue the project, you know, whether it be remastering the catalogue or the material that becomes a companion disc. It's all back to the analog. So, and originally with the studio albums, okay, it was analog, but then it was actually for vinyl, you know, and then saw little tape cassettes came along, but that was cool because that was still analog the way I saw it. And then sort of over 20 years ago now, I had to revisit it again to remaster for CD because there'd been some CDs of Led Zeppelin that went out and the quality just was horrible because CDs were horrible anyway at that point in time, the sound. Well, imagine that even over the last 5 years, the way that music has changed or the listening patterns of the audience has changed considerably and dramatically. But there's no doubt about it, everyone would agree that, you know, whoever bands it is, whether it's the Rolling Stones or Beatles or whatever, if they go on an MP3 file, it sounds like it's been remixed and remixed by the same engineer. I wanted to make sure that we could remaster all of the analog, the different formats that are out there for people to listen to. So that would be vinyl, that will be CD, that will be for digital accesses. There are even files prepared for whatever the standard is going to be for high resolution and high def uploads, downloads, whatever you like loads.
Jim, you seem to be the only one in Led Zeppelin who seems to care about the legacy of the records, having put so much work and effort into the remastering process over the past few years. Why choose you and not John or Robert?
Well, first of all, I'm not the only one who cares, because it's a legion of fans who care. The reality of it is, I was the producer of the band. I was the producer of the band before there was a band, because that's what I was going to do. I was the one who was in the studio more than anybody else, supervising when Robert was putting his vocals on or John Paul Jones was doing overdubs, because that was my job. When it comes down to a sort of project, these re-releases with the companion disc, I could do an authoritative account because I was the authoritative voice. I knew where all the material was. Lots of these reference tapes were all in my own archive.
And you seem to have coined the perfect title for the record, because the music is so physical, and you seem to have written your identity, your musical identity, yes, in the record, you know, calling it physical graffiti.
I was at Headley Grange, so it was in the whole, I was sort of like really bathing in the whole thing and creating the music, and suddenly I had this sort of flash, physical graffiti. It just came into my mind, and I thought, that's a really good title for this album, because it's going to be all this collection of all these songs. And I remember mentioning it to the group and saying, I've got an idea for the title for this, and there was a sort of little silence. Everyone was looking at each other, and they all said, that's great, that's a fantastic title, brilliant. You know, coming up with the title of an album, which isn't the title of a song off the album. Well, we'd already left Houses of the Holy off the album, Houses of the Holy. Because Houses of the Holy was going in on physical graffiti, I thought, well, or whatever the album was going to be called, we've got to come up with a really good title. So, yeah, it was good. It was collectively well received.